The man you're about to meet, safe to say, is like no one else I've ever spoken to. His story, his frankness, his positive attitude really surprised me, and it's a pleasure to talk with him. Let me introduce him to you. His name is Mike Pawley, and he is walking by himself around Australia, and he joins us on the program. Good morning, Mike Pawley.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm going really well, probably not quite as footsore as you are at the moment. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing at the moment?
A walk. I'm leaving from Fremantle and going around the coast of Australia to back to Fremantle. We're doing it because I've got osteoarthritis in knees and then in the fingers and feet. I usually do this walk. I walk from Melbourne to Fremantle and Fremantle to Melbourne before, and I've always done it just with the arthritis. But this time I'm doing it with the aid of the Men's Sheds. And Men's Sheds around Australia, there's over 1,000 of them now. They're helping me get around. So tomorrow night I'll be staying with the Geraldton Men's Sheds, and we're raising money for arthritis research and men's health and wellbeing.
Mike Pawley, did you just say you usually walk from Fremantle to Melbourne, and then Melbourne to Fremantle?
Oh well, I've done it. Not usually, but I've done those walks.
How many times have you walked from Fremantle to Melbourne?
Well, I walked once from Fremantle to Melbourne. I did that in 2009.
Yeah.
And then I walked from Melbourne to Fremantle in 2011.
It's fair to say you've got a passion for this great country of ours because you like to get across it on foot.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's the only way to see it. I recommend everyone do it. It's a fantastic experience. You put up with a little bit of hardship now and again. It's a fantastic. You see things that you never see in a car. Anything you need's on the side of the road. People have either accidentally or thrown it out. So everything's provided on the way.
On ABC Midwest and Webuild, having a chat today with Mike Pawley, and he's walking around the coastline of Australia, left from Fremantle, and he's making his way to Geraldton. Now, Mike Pawley, you were saying you actually have osteoarthritis yourself. This must be a fairly challenging task for you. How's the body handling the walk so far?
Pretty good. I've had a few blisters. I usually take care of those better than I have this time. But the knees are okay up until the end of the day, but they start getting bad and then try and sleep. So the first half hour of going to bed is a bit painful, but night's sleep is a wonderful curative. Everything's right in the morning. Everything seems good in the morning. So it's a matter of just dealing with it. And I think as you get a bit older, you're able to cope with these things better than when I was younger.
What are some of the challenges that you've faced along this journey? Walking around Australia's coastline won't be a simple task. So what are some of the big challenges that you're anticipating on the journey?
Yeah, you've got to keep yourself mentally up all the time. You can't afford to be down or depressed. You've got to. So there's various ways of doing that. Challenges are, the other day I spent a whole day trying to fix punctures. I had these tubeless tyre that completely exploded. And it ended up, my wife drove out from Fremantle and brought me some spares.
So, Mike, do you have a support crew on the road? You're talking about changing a tyre. I'm suddenly getting this imaginary picture of you with a wheelbarrow or something. Have you got a support crew on the road with you too?
No, I'm just on my own. And I have I have what's called a chariot. Not to mention brand names, but it's an overseas one, and it's a very well-equipped pram. It's got leaf springs and drum brakes, and it's very, very capable little machine. My friends put a solar panel on it, and so I can charge up my computer and telephone, and so I'm all self-contained. Everything I need is on the buggy.
So let me get this right, Mike. You're walking around Australia's coastline. You've left from Fremantle. You're making your way to Geraldton. You're doing it without a support crew, and you're pushing all your own gear along as you travel.
That's right, yeah.
It's an amazing decision to take. Mike Pawley, can I ask, without being too personal, how old are you, sir?
I'm 73. I'll be 74 in May. coming up. I must admit that I'm just about half as slow as I was 3 years ago when I did the Melbourne at Fremantle. And that surprised me that I would have lost so much speed. I think as I go on, I'll get better. I lost 6 kilos from in the first 10 days. So that's less stress on my knees. The arthritis people say that there's a 5 kilo force for every kilo overweight you are. There's a 5 kilos force on the wheels, so on the knees rather. That's 50 kilos force less on my knees than from when I started. So as I go further along, I'll certainly get faster. But I'm pretty slow at the moment, I'm sorry to say.
Mike Pauly, tell me about your planned journey. How long have you given yourself to complete this walk?
Well, I started off saying 16 months, and my wife said no, 2 years. So she's usually right. So I think it's going to take 2 years.
And you're going to accomplish this journey essentially alone and unassisted, and you're quite happy to saddle up to the next 2 years walking around Australia's roads?
Yes. I love the challenge of that. And look, I have a personal thing too, that I have a personal belief that exercise is the best medicine. I'm not very well when I look at the certain diseases I have. Like, I have to go and get blood tests today because I've got pernicious anemia and thyrotoxicosis. So I have to have that monitored every now and again. But I really believe in myself that if I keep walking, these things will resolve themselves. I'm walking for my own health as well as for other people as well.
On ABC Midwestern Weedpill, having a chat today with Mike Pauly, who is walking around Australia. Mike, if people see you while you're walking along, can they make donations to you on the road, or is there a website that they can look at?
Yeah, I prefer them to do the website because I don't want to be carrying money. People have been very generous so far. OZSOULWALK, three words, Oz for Australia, Soul, my own belief, and Walk. WALK.com.
We'll get that up on our Facebook page this morning, Mike Pauly, so people can have a look at it. An inspirational story. I'm just blown away by it all. Mike, I wish you the very best of luck with it all, and we'll keep in contact with you, I think, through the website and see how you're travelling.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity.